Hey now. Welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. Of course, you know, it's my favorite radio station. You can follow us and listen live at WVON.com. You can also go to LynnRichardson.com or LynnMillionaire.com. Let me tell you the difference between the two. Lynn Richardson is everything Lynn Richardson. Lynn Millionaire is the radio show. So all of the stuff that you want to get caught up on, past episodes, podcasting, getting help from members of Lynn's List, like attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, attorney Serena Williams, real estate brokers Monica Poland, Janaea Kennedy, and Alicia Bowens, financial and services and insurance expert Tania Simmons, business finance expert Ingrid LaVon Woolfolk, and also mortgage lady extraordinaire, Miss Cecilia Marlowe. If you want to contact any of my team members, they are there. And I am talking about the team because this is the season of the harvest. And the Bible says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The laborers are few. That's right. So your money is not too short. Your resources are not insufficient. Your ideas and your dreams, they aren't insufficient either. What's probably missing, if your business has not gone to the level that you think it should be at, if your finances are not where you want them to be, but particularly if you have an idea and it has not properly gotten off the ground, or if it's stunted, then it is the team. It's not the money. A lot of people are looking for money. A lot of people are trying to get a business loan, which is important. You do need capital. But the first thing that you need on your team, you need the right people. I remember several years ago coming to this conclusion after decades, really, of having a whole lot of money. But my business wasn't right. It just, it never got to the right place. It never really manifested the way that I saw it. And I looked up and I said, you know what? I've been pursuing the wrong strategy all this time. Because, see, here's the deal. If you have a lot of money and you don't have the right people, the people that you have are going to waste your money. And then you're going to want to fight. If you're anything like me, you're going to want to fight. You're going to be mad. And that's why so many business owners are walking around bitter, upset, with a bad energy in their company, because they're trying so hard to make it work, but it's the wrong people. Now, let me tell you about the wrong people. It doesn't mean they're bad people. They're just not the right people for you. They're not the right people to fulfill your mission. Now, let me tell you what you want to do. If you want to start really looking at 2020 and you want to make this year match what you see as a perfect vision for yourself, or get on the path to a perfect vision, one of the things that my mentor did, and she was my very first, like, really major business mentor. Like, when you get in position to be around someone who is a game changer when it comes to business, and they shift your entire perspective on how business grows, it was my sorority sister, Tashunda Duckett. Now, I want you to Google her. That's a bad sister right there. I mean, she is thebomb.com. She hired me when I was working for JP Morgan Chase. And when she got her position, she won that position, or she earned that position, and she beat out people who had been at the company for, you know, 10 years, 15 years, 30 years. And the first thing she did, she made everybody reapply for their jobs. That's what she did. Everybody had to reapply. Once she got in position to lead the division, she had everybody to reapply for their job. So if you have a company right now, if you have a team, if you have an organization, now is a good time to think about having everyone reapply for their jobs. Why? Because your strategy may have shifted. Their priorities may have shifted. You may have built a team or started working for a company at one point in time when the goal was A, but now that time has transpired or time has passed, The goal might be Z. It might be a whole different situation. So I want you to look at this whole entire year that's coming up. And I want you to think about everything that you're going to need, all the people. Who are the right people? If you are not good with people, you need somebody who is. If you are not good with numbers, you need somebody who is. If you're not good with marketing, you need someone who is. Now, let me tell you something else. If you're good with all of those things, you still need other people because you cannot do everything. We laughed and talked about a janky business and all of that stuff. And really, the bottom line is at the end of the day, if you're trying to run your whole business just with yourself and your own mind, it's going to be a limited situation. So the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Get the right people on your team going into 2020. And I don't care how big or small your business is. Let's say you just do hair out of your house. Do you want to grow? Do you want to expand? Do you want more clients? Do you want to have your customers on a more efficient system? Maybe you need to hire someone just for scheduling. Maybe you need to hire somebody to follow up, to send out thank you notes. Maybe you want to start some kind of teaching situation with a community college or a community center. It doesn't matter what your business is, no matter how big or no matter how small you think it is, there's always something you can do to grow. There's always something you can do to expand, and there's always something you can do to bless someone else by getting the right person on your team. Because when you get the right people on your team, you bless them, you bless yourself, you bless others, you grow your business. It begins to line up with what God has had in store for you. Nobody can do it all. Even in the very early Bible days, you had the person who was out there preaching and doing everything, and he said, listen, you can't do all of this by yourself. You're going to have to appoint some deacons and, you know, so on and so forth. So the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I want you to start thinking about 2020, and I want you to start thinking about the right people. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We have to take a break for news, for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris. And when we come back, my girl MC Light is going to join us with this discussion. Don't go anywhere. WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. You can follow us at LynnRichardson.com, LynnMillionaire.com. You can listen live from anywhere on the planet, anywhere in the world. You can listen live. So that's what I love about what we're doing. We see today that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So it is all about operating within the season of harvest so we can enjoy life, because you need money, you need resources, you need a team, you need peace, you need harmony, and it all starts with having the right people on your team. And so without further ado, I cannot have this discussion without talking to my sister, my business partner, my friend, the legendary MC Light. Welcome to the Roundtable, Light. How are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you so much, Dr. Lynn. It's a pleasure to be here with you, as always.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you. You know, we have had, wow, starting this mission, it's been almost 8 years. And the very first thing that you did when we started working together was you made a shift in your team, a major shift. Can you talk to us about that? Because I think, you know, I always say to you, if I haven't said it in a long time, and if you don't remember, I have to say it to you again. First of all, thank you for allowing me to serve you. That's number one. I always knew that I had the ability to do what I'm doing right now, and that is help other people grow. But I needed an opportunity. I needed someone who was open, who was willing to accept the help. And I knew once I had an opportunity to do that, that it would change their entire life, you know, not just from a money perspective, but really a business perspective. So thank you for allowing me to serve you. But I've also said to you this to you. You were very brave in the beginning when we started working together. And I'm going to let you tell, you know, the story. But when we started working together, you made some significant changes very quickly. And that's very difficult for people to do because fear stops us from making the changes that we think we need to make because we're afraid to let go of what we already have, even when it's not working. So thank you once again for allowing me to serve you. Thank you for demonstrating how brave you were, how much faith you had to have someone like me who you did not know at all, really, come into your business that you have had for 30 years now and help you grow. So thank you. So tell us what you did and why you did it. And we're going to talk about your new book that's coming out and all that stuff too. But can we just share with the listening audience, you know, what that was like for you?
Absolutely. First off, I am thankful to God that that he put you in my life, and, you know, you feel as though it was a great opportunity for you, and I feel the same way on the other side, that it was a great opportunity for me to exercise the openness that I claim and have someone come in and really do business. And I think when it comes to, you know, having faith about taking that step and being courageous in that moment had everything to do with me surrendering the moment before. Wow. So the moment before, I had asked God, you know, please send me someone who can handle this. And then, you know, people get tired of being sick and tired. And I had gotten to the point where there were things throughout my business that I wanted to run a certain way. And it's not that my former management didn't want to. He just didn't have the capacity to do what it was that needed to be done to take my business to the next level. And so for me, it was just about surrendering to the process and being open for what God was going to put in front of me. And of course, at the moment when you know, we had met one another at a Russell Simmons event, you know, prior to, but it was the moment that you reached out to start a foundation is when I realized, you know, okay, this is the moment to be open. Otherwise, it was like, you know, I'm used to someone doing an introduction and so on and so forth. But because you had came by way of someone that I love, admire, and respect, which is Russell Simmons, I knew that he was only going to keep company with someone who I would then in turn love, admire, and respect. And so it just felt like I let God take over and control it all. And I'm very thankful for the progress that we've made, for the process that he's put me through via, you know, Lynn Richardson's tutelage and the strategies that you have put in place. I am extremely grateful.
You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. I'm here live with MC Light, and we are talking about teamwork. It takes teamwork to make the dream work. When we come back, we got so much more to share with you. But right now, we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Harris right here on WVON. Don't turn that dial.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? you may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Welcome now. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. I am here with MC Light, and it takes teamwork to make the dream work. And we have been having a discussion about getting the right team in place. And Light, you took a very courageous and bold step. But I want to go back to something that you said. You said, and I'm thankful to Russell Simmons for not trying to keep me all to himself. As a matter of fact, you know, that's one of the reasons why I really honor him. He's one of probably the single most impactful business person that I have ever encountered in my entire mm-hmm. life. When I started working for Rush Communications, and I remember going there, and I remember at the time I was also teaching Bible study at my church, and I was about to go into seminary and so on. And I remember coming home specifically from one trip at Russell Simmons' office in New York on 7th Avenue. And I came home and I told people at church, if the church ran like Rush Communications, we could save more souls. And I meant it. When I tell you the spirit of teamwork, excellence, camaraderie was on at an all-time high. The other thing that was very unique and interesting to me working for Rush Communications was this fact. Hundreds mm-hmm. of people came through the doors every day, like working in Russell's office, but only a few were on payroll. Everybody else was a volunteer. They were volunteers. Mm-hmm. They were interns. It was a multicultural environment. Black people, white people, Christians, Buddhists, you know, Islam, it didn't matter. People came from all walks of life, all religions, all backgrounds, and the great majority of the people. Now, so let me be real specific. I think less than 30 people were actually on payroll, but everybody else was an intern, and they mm-hmm. were working with excellence. When I tell you excellence, they were giving the best that they had. And, you know, it's no secret that when I first started working for Russell Simmons, I was not earning any money. The stock market had crashed. The economy was flipped upside down. But I believed so much in what I was hired to do that I did it for free. I made my own money. I went out and I got the partnerships to make my to pay for my position and to pay for everything I wanted to do. And the same thing for you. I didn't earn money working for you at first because I wasn't even interested in a job when I started working with you. When I started mm-hmm. working with you, it was to help with the foundation. And then once we had the foundation up and going, that first meeting, I asked you if you needed any more help. You all said yes, and we started working in a business relationship together. But I did not want my work to be predicated on a paycheck. So I gave everything that I knew to give to your business before we even established a money relationship with each other. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you doing that and taking that step out on faith and us working together over the years, you know, has been a really, really life transforming experience that we get to teach other people. So what would you say to somebody like who, you know, their business, it's just not going the way they want it to go, and they know that they don't have the right people?
Oh, goodness. I would say to step out on faith and just start again, start fresh, wash it over. Say thank you and goodbye to those who, you know, may be friends. I'm working on this new book that really talks about entrepreneurship and leadership. And one of the things about building a team is you can't think just because somebody's nice that they should work for you.
Wow.
You can't think because somebody's related to you and somebody wants to do the job, even if they want to do it, doesn't mean that they're capable of doing it at the level you need them to do it at. And so I would just say to not be afraid to shake loose what you may have been, you know, so attached to, because, you know, the release of that, there may be blessings. In fact, I know that they are. When you let go of something that is not meant for you, there is something waiting for you to be released into your hands once you let the bad part of it go. And, you know, I'm saying that it's bad. It just may not be for you. How about that? Right. Someone is no longer moving at the pace that you need them to move at. Someone is too concerned with their side hustle or their side business to give and dedicate the time you need to building the foundation for your business. And so I just think that with team building, you can't be afraid to let go of the old in order to get what's new and fresh and happening.
Well, that's what the harvest is all about. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And I'm also going to say one team member at a time, because it takes teamwork to make your dream work. And yes, you have to be in position yourself with the right people. And moving people around. We've done a lot of that. Like, we have had people on the team who didn't work out. And sometimes, you know, they were let go and it wasn't all nice. And then we worked with them in other ways and made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, so sometimes people take stuff so personally. And, you know, I've even been in situations in the company where, you know, I felt like something had been done out of order or wrong. But, you know, we truly, I forgive. Like, I forgive, you know, I look at myself. What did I do to create this situation? And one of the biggest things for me, like, is in leading this company or these companies as the president and chief operating officer for your firm, Sunny Girl, and as the president and chief executive officer of our charity, Hip Hop Sisters Foundation, one of the biggest things for me has been looking at myself and saying, okay, what did you do, Lynn Richardson, to create this ugly situation? And sometimes it came down to, well, I hired the person. At the end of the day, I did it. At the end of the day, I let them in. At the end of the day, I didn't do my job. At the end of the day, I didn't do my due diligence. Or maybe I was overlooking something that I knew was a problem, but I just thought it was going to go away. So,
And you know what, though, what's great about that is you have taken 100% responsibility. And that's what most business owners and leaders need to do, is own up with the responsibility where, let's say there's an A, B, C, and D, and you got so attached to B, not you specifically, but just as a leader, you get so attached to the dream of what the B could be that C and D are out of order. And you're willing to sacrifice that in order to get that B. And that's where a leader has to take 100% responsibility when it comes tumbling down, or when it doesn't work, or when you have to pull the plug on it, is because those things that weren't right just heightened and became, you know, magnified.
Yeah, yeah. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm on with MC Light, and we are talking about teamwork. We're going to take some calls and answer your questions at 312-374-8130. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris. We don't want you to turn that dial. Tickets are going fast for Cliff Kelly's amazing celebration. It's happening Saturday, November 16th at the beautiful Parkway Ballroom, 4455 South King Drive. There will be a VIP reception, dinner, dancing, a celebrity roast, and loads of fun as we pay tribute to the governor of talk radio for 25 years of service on WVON. VIP tickets include a private reception with Cliff and his friends, and general admission tickets are also available. To purchase tickets, call 773-336-3456. That's 773-336-3456, or visit WVON.com for more information. It's a celebration fit for a governor. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. My favorite radio station. I hope it's yours too. I have MC Light here live with me talking about teamwork. It takes teamwork to make the dream work. Please call us at 312-374-8130 if you have any questions that you want answers to. Call us because we are here live talking to you. So, Light, what would you say are some of the characteristics that you're looking for in members of your team?
Oh, goodness. Well, they have to be able to play nice, you know, because this is really a sandbox. And so it's definitely about what it is that they can bring to the table with their skill set and their know-how, experience. However, it also, to me, is a huge deal that they're able to get along nicely with others. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are really about what it is that they can do. And I want the mindset of what it is that we can do as a team. And so that's one of the things that I look at is how well can they play in the sandbox? Are they supportive of others? You know, there are many times us as a company, as a team, we're on the line and we're looking to achieve a certain goal. And you'll hear, you know, 2-3 people on the line. Oh, I can help with that. Oh, I can help with that. You know, and to me, that's a huge deal to be able to know that you have the support. And also, especially because we have team members that have been with us from the very beginning, and then we have team members that have joined us along the journey. And it's important that when that new person is coming on, that everyone welcomes that person warmly. And it's important that that new person that comes in is a straight shooter and pure at heart, because, you know, someone that's not for the team, that's only coming to serve themselves, can become a cancer within your organization. And before long, you know, they're like having other people on the team go rogue, and you're not understanding, okay, wait a second, you once were for, you know, the movement and the growth of the team as a whole, and now, you know, you have individuals looking out for individuals, and that's not cool. Because I have to also be a constant reminder to people, like, listen, what we're all doing may be in the name of MC Light, but really it's so much bigger than that. Like, we're looking to be a beacon of light and hope for all of those that we look to inspire and get these kids in school. Like, the bottom line is the brand MC Light, you know, we shine a light on it, but it's all to create the revenue to also create the partnerships with these huge corporations and hopefully help them to gear that money into the right pockets, which is into schools so that we can get these young people educated.
Yeah. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. And we are here talking about teamwork. It is the season of the harvest. And the Bible says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So if you're not living in the harvest, then look at the laborers. If your business is not going where you think it should go, look at your laborers. If you know somebody in your company has a poor attitude, poor customer service, always has excuses, you know, or maybe they were good at what they did at one point in time, but now that technology has advanced, they no longer know how to do that job. Does anybody need professional development? Do you need team building inside your organization? One of the things that I've done, like over the years, is I've gone into companies to help them hit the reset button with their people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right. I have gone into companies, helped them hit the reset button, talk to them about strategy. And it's, you know, the academic world calls it, it's called OB, organizational behavior, and OD, organizational development. I just call it getting it right.
Nice.
Yeah, I call it, I call it getting it right. And I go in from every angle, from a spiritual angle, a financial angle. I ask lots of questions, but I also do a lot of listening. I do a lot of listening. As a matter of fact, there was a show on OWN, Mind Your Business with Mahisha. And she went in to all of these businesses. She specifically African-American female businesses. And the first thing she had to do, like in every single business, to get that business to the next level, she had to get the people right. She had to get the mindsets right. She had to restructure things. They had to let some people go. And I went to her Black Girls Making Millions Academy. I spoke there this past June, and I'm also speaking at her event that's coming up in December. But I love what she's doing, and it's tough work. So the other thing that I would say in your team, if you, I'm not going to say if you can't do it alone, you probably cannot do it alone. So call somebody, get some help, get some help in understanding who you need on your team, who needs to go, who needs to grow, and when you need to say no. What do you think about that, Light?
Well, I think all of what you're saying makes absolute sense. I also think, you know, the communication has to be at an all-time high, because when someone is not able to voice what it is that they're feeling, it's easy for that to kind of slip into resentment. And you don't want to have someone on your team that either doesn't want to be there, that isn't courageous enough to speak up for what it is that they think may be better if we change something. Or we need people to be vocal. We need people to be certain. And, you know, there's another little bit of what I touch in the chapter about team building is when you are onboarding someone, you need to really have an understanding of who they are as a person and where does their moral compass sit. How are they ethically? What is their integrity like? Because all of that will seep in inadvertently into their workflow. And so you want to make sure that when you're deciding who is going to join your team, that you kind of go through everything with a fine-tooth comb. It's not just because they're nice. And I know that I said that earlier on the call, but that's really important, because we've actually taken on, you know, one or two people because they knew what they were doing and they were kind or they were nice people. Mm-hmm. But then we soon found out that they were self-serving and they were all about what it is that they wanted to do for themselves and not for the company. And that, you know what, that's okay. Let me just hire you as a consultant, get what, you know, you can give us, and then be about your way to raise the stakes to the next level.
Amen. Yeah. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable, and this discussion is so good, but we're out of time. Maybe we will continue this discussion next week, Light, on Teamwork Tuesday is what I call it. You have been with us. We're excited. Go to LynnMillionaire.com, LynnRichardson.com. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.